Well, last night I simply used one of the best phrases that is out there, not only in the world of sports entertainment, but really in the world of pop culture, basically to let those of you that are familiar with the phrase know who we were going to have on the show tonight. If you didn't know the phrase, well, first, shame on you. But now you're going to know the name and the woman behind that phrase. And you're probably more familiar with her than you even know, whether you follow what she does in the world wrestling realm with Raw and all the big events. Raw's Mondays at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Spike, from her fitness model days, from all her television and modeling appearances, whether it's her DVD, her bobblehead, her little bit of this, little bit of that. Trish Stratus is with us here on All Night on ESPN Radio.
Hello.
How are you?
Quite an introduction.
Well, thank you very much.
That was excellent. Thank you. I'll have to write
yes.
that one down.
That phrase, your Stratisfaction guaranteed. Can you tell me a little bit about the genesis of where that came from?
Well, I just kind of, you know, with having Stratus in my name, I just, certainly when I go out there and do my things, I always want my people to be satisfied, and you want to guarantee satisfaction, and therefore, hey, my last name is Stratus, Stratisfaction, there you go, there you have it.
I think one of the best places it was ever used, let's go back a couple years, and I missed this show,
mm-hmm.
when NBC had the woman from England come over and do The Weakest Link, and one of the better editions of the show was the World Wrestling edition of that program, and as the camera moves and everyone introduces themselves, and you said your phrase, I can only imagine off camera what her facial reaction was. Actually, that night, I thought she went pretty easy on you, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, she did, actually. She probably just figured us being wrestlers, she's going to take a little, you know, tone it down a notch or two. God, that was hilarious. You met my famous Canadian line came from that as well.
Which was?
That episode. They asked me who said, the answer was President Nixon. Of course, I'm not too familiar with your presidents because I'm Canadian.
Right.
So that was my excuse. I sat there and it's, I'm not a crook. Who said it? And I thought, I know I've seen Point Break. I know this answer. What's his name? And then I went, oh, I'm Canadian. I don't know. I get asked about that all the time. And my Canadian fans love me for it. They're like, thanks for representing. I'm like, yeah, that's what I did. I sacrificed winning that show just to represent my Canadian peeps.
That looked like that particular show. That looked like it was a lot of fun. And again, it's one of the many things that you and the other stars of the World Wrestling Entertainment do involving raising money for charity, and that was just one of them, although it was a high-profile primetime event on network television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really great when you're able to use your superstardom, you know, to do great things, and that's a great opportunity. And not only that, but you get a chance because you're this, you know, because you're on television each week, I guess, you get a chance to go out there and do all these neat things. Like, I mean, that I don't know if I would have been on that show otherwise, you know, so it's like we're real lucky what we do.
Trish Stratus with me, Todd, right here on All Night on ESPN Radio. So when you first got involved with WWE back in 2000, I jokingly say, did you know what you were getting into?
Absolutely not. God, I would have never imagined what, like, that I'd be where I am today. It's just, you know, and not only has the business changed so much and the industry has changed so much and, you know, the world kind of has come to know wrestling, you know, on such a wider level now, but, I mean, you know, I came in as a valet and I knew I was capable of being physical in the ring. I knew I was athletic. I grew up doing sports my whole life. But to actually, you know, kind of see the level I came to as far as, you know, performing in the ring is really great. But, you know, I have to say a lot of it is attributed to the fact that we have this strong women's division as well. You know, before it was just a novelty to see a couple women fighting on, you know, on the wrestling program. It was kind of filler and, ah, those girls are fighting, neat. And I'll tell you what, it was a lot of catfighting and you know what that was about. And then we slowly kind of made the transition, and now we have a solid women's division with a title that means something and, like, women who actually have characters and fans get behind, and, God, I'm so lucky to be here at this point. So, you know, who would have thunk it?
So prior to that, you were a fitness model, and you still are a fitness model also. You have so many different things that you're able to do. And
I wear
and
many hats, and, my friend.
What's that?
I said I wear many hats, my friend.
Yes, you do. But how was the training for being a fitness model different from the training as far as going from being outside the ring to actually inside the ring, which has resulted a number of times in you having the women's championship belt?
Mm-hmm. Well, very different, obviously. You know, I think luckily I had a good foundation and background in athletic training. So because I played, you know, I played soccer on a rep level team and I played field hockey for my varsity team in university. So I had that athletic background and I was, you know, capable of training for a specific sport. So when I started the fitness modeling, you know, I had studied biology, kinesiology in university. So now when I, you know, this fitness career started, I was able to practice the theory that I had learned in university, which was kind of cool. I learned about nutrition and about body sculpting, and I basically became my own experiment. You know, I went in there and all the stuff I'd read about, I applied to myself and actually transformed my body and, you know, became a fitness model. And when you do that, you're training specifically, you know, for aesthetics, to look a certain way, to mold your body to be a certain way and that sort of thing. when I started training, or, you know, for wrestling, gosh, it's so physical, and I mean, when you first start, it's like you're completely black and blue everywhere, and your body's just like, whoa, what's that you're doing there? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes weeks and weeks to actually get accustomed to falling a certain way, and obviously not to get bruised from even just hitting the ropes. I used to get bruises just from hitting the ropes because your body's not used to that. And it's quite a rigorous training schedule. It's literally taken me, I mean, I've been in the business 3.5 years. It's literally taken me this long to get not only in a comfortable training routine, but something that works for me out there. Whereas, like, before, I was trying to still apply my, you know, my weight training routine, and it's really not necessary to really look, you know, my body's going to be my body, and I kind of just maintain what I have now and train more specifically for, like, my cardiovascular work so I can, you know, put on a 10-minute match and things like that, and, you know, be on the road for, like, 4 days a week as well. So it's a big difference, but I think I'm getting the swing of it now.
Well, are you more comfortable now when you're just modeling for the cameras, whether it's something for magazines, whether it's World Wrestling Entertainment magazines or other magazines that you've been on the cover of and also been inside of, or are you now more comfortable actually in the ring and in the arena since you do it so much?
I'm at a very comfortable level on both fronts. You know, my very first gig that I had here at the WWE was to actually do a photo shoot, and I actually made one of their, I shot for a cover of, like, a Raw magazine before I even debuted on television.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily I was able, like, that gave me a little confidence level to come in knowing what I was doing and comfortable in front of the cameras and that sort of thing. So when I kind of got over in that regard, that was a good thing. And then now, obviously, there was finding the balance of getting more and more comfortable, and I'd like to say certainly it's taken me 3 years, and I'm at the point now where it's second nature to me out there. I'm very comfortable. I'm aware of what I'm capable in the ring. I know how to, you know, how to read the audience and to give them back what they want, you know, what they want to see in the ring. And it's taken me this long, but it's a great feeling to go out there and know you're getting it now. And you know, and I think that is probably translated in my work as well. I think you can tell that, you know, the transition's smoother and it's just become second nature. It's more natural in there, whereas before it was, you know, I'm still learning. I'm hitting a couple bumps along the way. And, you know, it's taken a while to get there, but you know, thankfully I have so many great people to work with, and it helps me get there quicker, so.
Well, Trish, your popularity continues to be very high. I guess I should congratulate you for three-peating as WWE Babe of the Year. So where do you hope this takes you next, whether it's within WWE or outside WWE?
Gosh, I get asked that question a lot, obviously, and I really can't say, because it seems, you know, everything, so many opportunities come our way within this company, and it's like, I never expected, for example, like I did Mad TV a couple months ago, and that was a thrill for me. That's one of my hands-down favorite show, and that's the kind of thing I love to do. I love comedy. That's my personality naturally, and so to do something like that was a great opportunity, and so, you know, like I would have never been able to do a show like that, so because of my positioning within the show, I'm able to do all these neat things, and it's kind of like new challenges are presented to me, like with my DVD, excuse me, you know, a couple years ago, if that had come up, I would have been like, oh, great, you know, let me see the DVD when it's done, and then I'll check it out. But now, you know, not only am I comfortable within the company, but I know in order to make a product really great, it's important to be part of the process. Like I find with my photo shoots, if I'm able to go in there and, you know, look at the camera, see what the photographer's seeing, and I'm able to get a better picture and look at the location with the photographer, if you're interactive on every step, you're able to achieve a better product, obviously. So I did that. I took that approach with my video. You know, it's one thing to say, here, Trish, we're going to make a video about you. But when I said, you know what, I've been thinking about it. This is a synopsis I put together. This is what I'd like to say. I'd like to have this interview in here. And then I actually went into the studios and helped edit the clips and kind of learn the process. And I think by doing that, I've come out with I'm so pleased with the finished product. I think it really tells the story completely. And it really, you know, everyone knows the story, kind of how I started, the different views I went through. But I think it kind of fills in all the gaps along the way. And I'm so happy with it. And you know, you're only able to, because at the end of the day, if you're not happy with the finished product, you know, you have to say, well, you only have yourself to blame, like, oh, you know, I really should have got more involved. So by getting involved, you know, certainly at the end of the day, you're just excited, and you know, I got the very best out of this project that I could have gotten, you know?
It's always nice to know when hard work pays off.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is, you know, and that the fans recognize that, too. That's great.
Well, you know, I had on Mr. Taker, the Undertaker, a few weeks ago, and again, his WrestleMania X7 motorcycle is back up for charity auction on eBay. We talked to him the time it was originally posted on eBay, which was one of his favorite moments. It was actually the WrestleMania that I attended at the Houston Astrodome. So we talked about that. Do you have one moment that stands out from your now, what, four-year tenure in wrestling? Do you have one favorite moment that stands out above all others?
You know, I can't really just, I've been trying to pick one moment, but it seems there's so many different moments that mean different things for me. Like, the last WrestleMania, you know, at the, in Seattle was really special because I achieved, you know, a landmark moment within my career as far as getting the belt for the fourth time. And, you know, within the women's division, that's the highest, you know, I'm tied with Moolah right now, which, you know, she's a legend. So, and you know, we had a great storyline. We had, you know, 68,000 people behind us. It was such a great moment. But if I have to say that, you know, 2 years ago, at WrestleMania 18, which is Skydome in Toronto. So there's a combination of elements there that made that moment so great to me. Like, not only am I lucky to be in the position I am in my career where I'm out there in a women's title match. You know, I mean, I could have been valeting still and then being in this match. That's neat, but not as great as, you know, competing for the women's title and having all the fans, 58,000 hometown fans, cheering for you. So, I mean, I didn't even win the belt that night, and that's not my moment for me. My moment is getting on that stage and just having the support of the crowd and the hometown feeling. It was just an amazing, mind-blowing moment. So I would have to say that moment for sure is probably one of my stand-up moments. But I mean, I know everything I've done, like these major moments, have a unique, obviously special feel to them, but WrestleMania 18 is probably my most memorable moment.
Yeah, we've been in the big houses for WrestleMania, and we're going back to one of the normal arenas, albeit an arena that's fantastic for any event with, and I know it's just one event at a time, but the fact that WrestleMania 20 or XX is going back to Madison Square Garden seems like it'll be special in March.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. I mean, just not only, you know, the fans, not only who come out to a WrestleMania event, but within New York, and just that whole feel is going to be so special. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to that big time.
Trish Stratus, multi-time women's champion, and now, if you didn't know before, you know who she is. You knew her all along. Maybe you just didn't know. Maybe you knew the name, not the face. Maybe you knew the face, not the name. But her appeal is broader than anything just within the ring, outside the ring. I thank you for your time, and I wish you good luck with everything you do.
Thank you so much. And don't forget, at the end of the day, I hope you just have a big, stratifying evening.